Time now for our off-the-shelf segment where we ask writers and artists to talk about a book or books that have been significant in their lives. Author, journalist and now hobby farmer and beekeeper Simon Winchester has just published his 21st book, Atlantic, A Biography of the Ocean, which he talked about on the program recently. But as he explains, he may well have stuck to his first career as a geologist, looking for copper deposits in Africa or trekking in uncharted territories in Greenland if it weren't for one book.
Well, I think the book that influenced me most of all was a book written in the 1950s by James Morris, as he was then, called Coronation Everest, which was his account of being the London Times correspondent on the Everest expedition of 1953. And I read this book in Uganda when I was working as a geologist, and it instantly changed my life. I said to myself, this is what I want to do. I do not want to travel the world with a hammer and a bottle of hydrochloric acid. I want to travel the world with a notebook and a pen like this chap James Morris did, apparently. So I wrote to him in Wales, or at least I wrote to him care of his publishers and said, I'm a 21-year-old geologist living in East Africa and I've just read your book. Can I be you? And he wrote back, to my astonishment, and said, yes, if you seriously want to be a writer, then my suggestion to you is that you leave Uganda immediately, come back and work on a local newspaper in Britain, and then write to me again. Well, I did just that and became a journalist, and then from there became an author. But the extraordinary subtext to this story is that James and I didn't meet each other for, I think, about the next 9 years. And when I did meet him, which was in 1974, when I was working as a journalist in Washington for The Guardian, he had turned into a woman. It became Jan Morris. And so the editor of The Guardian for many years afterwards would get applications from young people wanting to be reporters, and they said the best way to join this paper is to first take a degree in geology and then befriend a transsexual and you'll be fine. So that's the book that I think most influenced me. The book that I've enjoyed most of all throughout my life, and I keep dipping back into it, is a book by an author called Georges Perec, P-E-R-E-C, who's died in the 1980s. But this was a most extraordinary book called Life, a User's Manual. And it's a very complex, but as it happens, easy to read book with an amazingly complex structure, in which you get the impression that every single aspect of humankind's behavior is somehow in this remarkable book. So Life, a User's Manual by Georges Perec. And then finally, one of the books which I constantly go back to because I love it so much is The Riddle of the Sands by Erskine Childers. I love good, rollicking, James Buchan type adventure stories. And The Riddle of the Sands had a huge impact on the Royal Navy's thinking in the early part of the last century and alerting them through a novel to the coming threat from the Kaiser's Navy and made Winston Churchill build up the forces of the Royal Navy, so changing the outcome of the First World War. So those three books, Coronation Everest, Life, a User's Manual, and The Riddle of the Sands.
Simon Winchester. His latest book, Atlantic, A Biography of the Ocean, is published by HarperCollins.